I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Coquel Indian Tribe signs an agreement for the creation of a tribal veterans service officer, and California Assembly lawmakers approve a bill to grant military retirees and their dependents a state tax exemption. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Coquel Indian Tribe and the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs recently signed a formal agreement. The agreement creates a framework for collaboration and increased resources to support Native veterans in accessing federal and state veterans benefits. According to a press release, the Memorandum of Understanding paves the way for the establishment of the tribe's first Tribal Veteran Service Officer, which will jointly be funded by the tribe and state agency. The service officers help veterans and their families in accessing benefits. They're trained by the State Veterans Affairs Department and accredited by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This is the fifth such agreement. The others are with the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, the Confederated Tribes of the Grand Ronde, and the Crow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians. There are 9 federally recognized tribes in the state. Last week, California Assembly lawmakers approved a bill to grant military retirees and their dependents up to $20,000 as a state tax exemption. The bill was introduced by Native American Assembly member James Ramos. In a statement, he said the bill's intended to acknowledge the many sacrifices of military retirees and their families and serve as an incentive to keep them in California. California does not offer tax exemption on military pensions. Advocates of the bill say if a tax exemption were in place, gains for the state would include more jobs and an economic boost. The bill is supported by a number of veterans organizations across the state. The measure heads to the Senate. Native experts in foraging for traditional foods are sharing some of their recommendations. Chuck Kornbach of Station WUWM reports. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.